Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. I want to say a special hello to our new listeners. We are coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary Concert Series, and we are being fueled by La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Notes Vodka, whose corn-based vodka is just that, 100% Midwestern yellow dent corn. Besides the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in that corn, there's nothing else used to make this spirit. It is double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish. I'm Greg Took. I'm your host today, and we are having a kind of a special edition today on this fine Sunday morning. I'm gonna have a nice remedy jalapeno bloody while I chat with my friend Tina of Wandering, Wisconsin. Check her out, Midwest Bar and Restaurant Tours, and she's a Bloody Mary expert. I've judged with her at a couple events, and we'll kind of talk about some of the stuff she's up to, and then afterwards we'll hear a nice song from Lynn Miller. So why don't we tear right in? Let's check in with Tina and see what she's up to. Wander in Wisconsin.
Hey, Tina, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I'm really excited to talk with you. And if you don't know, Tina is the woman behind Wander in Wisconsin, which just a great follow. Instagram, Facebook, I'll ask her to explain what it is she's doing. But she is a great follow, and I've gotten to know her through judging at events, and she's a Midwest bar and restaurant tour expert, a Bloody Mary expert, and she's done judging, and welcome aboard, Tina. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and obviously it's Sunday morning. We always do these things on Sundays. Do you have a bloody in front of you? You can lie.
Sure, I sure do.
Ah, damn. Tina and I had a good time judging at the Milwaukee Bloody Mary Fest. Seems like it was just yesterday, but that was a lot of fun. And it was so nice meeting you in the flesh. I mean, I've been following you like a stalker for years.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me. I mean, I didn't expect it to be that big, for one. I didn't know what to expect when I went there, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, mm-hmm. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of brands, a lot of them I've worked with. You know, so it was fun.
You and I have a hard knock life. We get paid to drink Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
You know, we we do the hard work so that other people don't have to. One thing that came up, and is this something new? What is the struggle bus? What's the struggle bus?
The struggle bus was created to help Northern Wisconsin bars. Was really bad for them. A lot of those Northern Wisconsin bars rely on snowmobilers, and there hasn't been a season for it. So they're really hurting up there. So I designed a bus to fill, and we go around certain areas, and we go bar hopping and patronize the bars and the restaurants.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That sounds fun.
Yeah, one was an absolute blast because we went to Hurley and it was just wild.
Yeah, I've been to Hurley. You know, they have that marathon up there, and I've run that a couple of times. Gosh, what's it called? Paavo Nurmi Marathon is up there. Do you ever attend that? Or
never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm but the UTV community. So
yeah,
I go out on like the pumpkin runs and all that stuff up there.
Yeah. Boy, it's different up north, isn't it?
It sure is.
That marathon, not to talk about my own world too much, but there's a lot of people from Finland there, a lot of Finnish, right? And at the end of the marathon, they have Finnish stew, which is like a mordica, I think they call it. It's like fish and pork and I don't know what it is, but it's, you know, these big Nesco cookers at the finish line, which is not what you expect. Normally, it's like Gatorade and bananas and that kind of stuff, but they've got these steaming pots.
Get a beer with it, at least?
Yes. Oh, my God. So they have this woman that gives massages afterwards, and her son owns the bar right next door to the finish line. And so she's this big 60-year-old woman and just would put the hurt on you. And then her son comes out with shots of whiskey. Here,
what?
Drink this.
Because I feel like I need to go.
Yeah. No, I drank it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot here, Tina.
Yeah.
Beer chasers. What if you go into a bar and you get a bloody, as we do, and they don't offer a beer chaser?
I give them the stink eye.
Yeah.
No, I'll ask them. You know, if they offer that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bartender's forgetting.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I've traveled, well, around the world, but around the country, and a lot of places, they don't know what the hell. I ordered a beer chaser in San Diego one time, and they brought a pitcher of beer and charged me like $20. You don't get it, man. But yeah. Yeah, so Tina, you're a Wisconsin gal, and so I feel pretty comfortable talking with you. And we've got listeners literally all over the world, and so we try to educate them. Just a little beer chaser. Call it a snit if you're in Minnesota. It's just a little something to clear the palate and, you know, help you get on your way.
Or, you know, even if, like, sometimes if you get a... if you get a bloody and it's too spicy, you can add that beer to it. So, you know, I've done that.
I just did that yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's a nice way to thin it out a little bit.
Spicy bloody, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's like, oh. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't want my nose dripping after I have one.
You know, sorry, Mike, but he's a guy that's really sensitive to the spice. He's my co-host usually, and I make sure I have Kleenex at the ready for him, because he gets a little spicy, man, and the tap just goes on. So.
Oh, sometimes I have my friend Will come with me, and he is sensitive to spice, too. He says that ketchup is spicy.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to stereotype, but I think some of the Scandinavian folks are just a little bit sensitive to the spice. Okay, you're an expert.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
People call me an expert. I don't know if I really can own that title, but how about, can we talk about garnish? I mean, you know what's going on. There's places like Sobelman's in Milwaukee that'll put like a rack of ribs and a half of a deer and a leg of lamb on their bloody. What's your take on garnish?
You know, it's all about mood for me. I personally love a loaded bloody. I've made a lot of content on loaded bloodies. I like to know where they are.
Yeah.
You know, some people will pipe in, oh, you know, they're just hiding the fact that they have a crappy tasting bloody. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, they are pretty good. When I'm at home, I don't do it. But, you know, even then, sometimes I'll make my own loaded bloody. But I don't know. I think that's a preference for people. I like it. I searched them out, actually.
Yeah.
And I will tour to find them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend, and he is a pretty loyal listener to the podcast, James Molino, and every week, maybe twice a week, he posts a picture of bloodies that he has made, and they're always, I mean, very ornate with garnish. And I'm like you. If I go to a restaurant, a bar, and I get one, great. I don't really do it at home a whole lot, really. It's a celery stalk, you know, maybe an olive or whatever. But yeah. James, he lays them out every week, and they're just gorgeous. So, you know, I respect that for sure.
I think it's artistic, mm-hmm. and I'll get those moods, too, where I want to be creative and, you know, do a loaded bloody. But, yeah, I think they're very artistic. You know, and I also think that when bars do loaded bloody, you know, you get the haters that, you know,
yeah.
you know, crap. But it's a way to draw people to their business. So I'm for it.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. And, yeah, what happens if you go to a bar or a restaurant and they've got this, you know, crab leg and, you know, yeah. shrimp and all that? You take a picture of it, right? And you post it on social media. It makes
exactly.
Yeah, it's just smart. It's just smart. But yeah, I do. Ah, God, I'm less of a purist than I used to be. But I coined a term, and it's in the Urban Dictionary now. Garniflage, where you hide a crappy Bloody Mary with you know a bunch yeah. of garnish.
I've had a few. That were garniflaged.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to look that up now, aren't you?
Yeah.
cool.
Back in my actually early days when I was just doing reviews and not video.
Yeah.
And those bars aren't here anymore, so thank God.
I was going to ask you about that, Tina, actually. And you don't have to call anybody out, but... You have been to more dive bars than anybody I know, and I have much love for a dive bar. Are there any that you've been to where you just went, oh my God, I am not using the bathroom here? Or...
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I can say the number one is because I did a video and I refused.
Yeah, yeah. You want to call them out or not?
Yeah, I will. The Plywood Palace.
Oh, God. Yeah, my brother has been there. I haven't yet, but I feel like I need to go.
It goes so bad.
just go around back. You know what I mean?
Squat in a bush.
Yeah, right. What's the saying? Any port in a storm.
And it looks like it's falling into the ground. Like, it's, the door doesn't even, like, the hinges don't work. It's open.
Yeah.
It looks like it's caving in. And I'm like, nope.
And it is literally constructed of plywood.
Well, OSB board, but...
Yeah. You know, I love it. I mean, that stuff is, I don't know. We got listeners in... Croatia and Guam and whatever, right? And California and Florida. I don't know if they really appreciate what goes on in Wisconsin. Like pulling up to a plywood built structure on a snowmobile and drinking bloodies all day. I feel sorry for them.
That's really. The place that you don't want to have. You only want canned beer there.
Oh, good. There's the pro. Yeah, that's the pro tip. That's the hey, so you are you still doing reviews, Tina? Or I know you.
I kind of backed off from them.
Yeah, yeah.
Only because my platform has grown so big, and it's very time consuming to do reviews.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, it is. So I backed off from that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of time
mm-hmm.
and editing. And other things that I have going on.
Yeah. You've got a great following. I'm just going to remind our listeners. In fact, I'll ask you, what's the where should people follow you? And seriously, they oughta, because I love what you're doing. It's so Wisconsin. It's so Bloody Mary, and you have something I don't have: the ability to make these like pretty high quality, spontaneous videos and stuff. But what's the best place for our listeners to follow what you're doing?
Well, I'm pretty much on every platform. Yep. I do. Facebook is my main following there.
Yep.
And TikTok. TikTok, I have more freedom over there to post whatever I want. So you'll find a little bit more like adulty things there.
Adulty.
Way with more there.
Hey, you know, neither you nor I have dropped the F bomb yet. So I'm just going to say fuck. There. Okay. So until they shut TikTok down, that's a pretty good spot. And the keywords, I get on my phone, my laptop, my iPad, Wander in Wisconsin, right? That's kind of how we're going to find you.
Yeah. Well, on Facebook, they wouldn't allow me to separate the in.
Oh.
So it's Wandering, one word, Wandering.
Yeah.
Space. Awesome. I don't know why, but they wouldn't. And now it's kind of too late.
Yeah. Well, you have a great following. Shit. I think you announced that you were going to be on this podcast the other day, and like immediately you had like 300 likes or something. And I thought, oh my God.
My engagement on Facebook is unbelievable. And I only grew that account in 1 year. I've been on TikTok for 4 years.
Interesting.
Doing makeup reviews, and I did that
makeup. Oh wow!
And then in there, I was doing reviews, but still finding my niche.
Yeah.
So I completely stopped that account 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And created a new account. My new account, and it wasn't called Wandering Wisconsin. It was called The Wandering Soul because I went on the West Coast, and I toured it camping. Oh. So I was doing reviews as well. So then it boiled down. No, I really want to support these Wisconsin bars. I've seen the effect of COVID, and I've seen a lot of them shut down.
Yeah,
and that's when I started gearing more towards supporting Wisconsin.
That's awesome. And we're on a phone call right now, but I want to get you to my humble little town of La Crosse, Wisconsin. We've got... Well, we don't have a ton of really good bloodies, but we have a couple places that are pretty iconic, and I would love to host you. I got an extra bedroom. You can crash there. Let's maybe...
My brothers are dying for me to come there. They have been all over me for years to come to La Crosse.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll...
Like, yeah. Here yet.
Yeah, we'll get to it. You're young, and there is time. What are you doing lately? What's your, I don't know, what's really firing you up here this month?
This month has been more about I actually have like a lot of content in my draft.
Mm.
So this month I've been focusing on growing my business, but I need to go on another bloody tour. So I'm in the process of finding them.
Yeah.
And usually that's a weekend event thing, and lots of calls have to be made and stuff. But I need more bloody content. So I'm out there searching for them right now.
Yeah. And that would be what? You're throwing people onto a bus and going to different venues? Or?
Oh, that's just me going around.
I got a party with you, cowgirl. Yeah. I tell you what. Well, I guess I did once or twice.
And I love it because I get to meet some of the best bar owners, bartenders ever.
Yeah.
And they're all friendly. Yeah, I've met a few that were questionable, but...
Questionable. I hope I have not been described as that. But I know what you mean. I know what
you mean. A little shady. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Super supportive.
Yeah. You know, the other thing you have, and I didn't even know this, but, you know, people would never believe it, but I do a little bit of research before one of these podcasts, and I see on your website, you've got some pretty cool merch.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've been designing a lot of that. More's to come. I like 3 pages of merch. I don't push it out as much as I should because I feel guilty. I feel weird about it.
You should do it. I'll push it out. I'll do it for you. How's that? Then you don't have to feel self-conscious.
Yeah. But, I'm working on mascots. So
Mascots?
I'm going to have Wandering Wisconsin mascots. One's going to be for beer, and one's going to be a Bloody Mary. So I'm working with a designer to come up with my own, like, little mascots.
Okay. Sorry, Tina. I need clarification. Are you going to hire, like, a college intern to wear, like, a costume with a big Bloody Mary head on it? Or what are you talking about?
No. Gonna be like Quick Trip, make them wear
pants. By the way, Mike Scott, he's been really quiet here, but he used to do that, and he has a great story about doing that. You know what? I'm gonna let him tell that story because we're replacing the obscure profanity with Mike Scott telling stories, but sitting in one of those big, I don't know, chicken wire furry head things. He did that for Quick Trip, but hey, sit tight, Mike. We'll talk to you in a minute. Awesome. Yeah, okay.
These are like a logo type of thing that I'm going to use on my stuff like that, not like a full-blown costume.
not some pathetic kid sweating their ass off dancing around with a sign. You're talking more about like a logo. Okay. Because I'm cool with either one. Okay, so we've kind of gone over, if people want that merch, that's coming off your website, and I'll drop that URL into the blog post. But what is that? If I want to buy one of those cool pint glasses with your logo on it,
wonderwisconsin.com.
Sorry, say that again. I think we cut out just a little.
It's just one big word, Wandering Wisconsin, no G. And it'll bring you right to my website, and you just scroll down a little bit, and there's a yellow tab that says click to shop here or something like that. And it brings you right to my my internet online page.
Yep. I did it early this morning. It's pretty easy to see everything and all of that. Okay, hey, you know what? You are one busy gal, and... I don't want to keep you all day. Actually, I do, but I know I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
I do have some things in the makings, too, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. We got all kinds of cool things going on here. We got house concerts, and you ought to come over for one of those, Tina.
Yeah.
We got a few coming up. Yeah. So... Tina Wandering Wisconsin, that's who we've been talking to, and it has been a pleasure. And don't be an idiot. Go on and follow her, particularly, I suppose, on Facebook, but go ahead and look at her website. She's got some cool merch. I'm just delighted I could spend a little time with you here on this beautiful Sunday morning, Tina. Thank you very kindly. And I hope you stick around and listen to Lynn Miller sing.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
All right. Moving right along. Thank you very, very much, Tina. And I hope our paths cross again soon.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
In August. Yeah.
Yeah. The Milwaukee Bloody Mary Fest. Do you ever do the Twin Cities? They have one there as well.
No, I think I'll stick with Wisconsin because then there's like a lot of travel and I don't really go that far.
Yeah.
I might be doing that Madison and Green Bay one, though. I just have to still connect with them.
Oh, what's that one?
It's not the same.
Right.
Like, something else. Yeah. Best Bloody Mary in Madison, Best Bloody Mary in Green Bay thing.
Yep.
Something like that.
Oh, cool.
But I thought, why not? It's not too far away.
Right. Why not? Okay. Excellent. Tina, wandering in Wisconsin, thank you so much for carving out a little time for my stupid little podcast.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn Miller.
All gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She'd tell right away. That was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. No, I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. Woman beg. I'd make good woman steal. I'll make an old woman blush. And I'd make a young girl squeal. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone now. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, bad, bad. Ooh. Bad, bad, bad. Ooh. Bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad to the bone. Streets, kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to tell you, baby, what I see I make my own. I'm here to tell you, honey, and I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Oh, bad to the bone.
Nothing going on next Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.